Well, good afternoon and welcome back to our Monday webinar on Tuesday. That's right. Thank you for just the understanding that, and it's nice to be able to quickly just move a webinar to another date. Plus, it helps that we record all of these so nobody has to miss a thing. We are starting a new series. And part of the series goes along with the share box. Remember, the GPL share box is part of your WP Studio membership. And it just uses the concept and takes it, the GPL licensing to the logical extent of allowing people to test out and share code that they own. And so that's what this is. But again, there's no support, there's no nothing, but I wanted to offer a little bit more. So I think at least once a month, I'm going to be taking one of the lesser known plugins or one of the more popular plugins, we'll see, that are in the share box and do a webinar that explains how to use it, what you want to do, and basically get you a getting started point. While I'm not going to provide support on this plugin, at least this will give people a jump start. So we are going to be using the plugin Amelia today. Amelia is a booking and a scheduling and event management plugin for WordPress. It's standalone, and as you will see, yes, you can integrate it with webhooks. You can also integrate it with WooCommerce and a few other items, but for the most part, it is a good, pure standalone booking plugin for WordPress sites. So you can grab it already here in the GPL share box. Nice thing is the search box up here in the GPL share box is really powerful. Just start typing Amelia and you will find it right there. All right. So Amelia is this plugin. I'm going to tell you a little story about Amelia because it has been around for a long time. You may not have realized it, or you may have actually stumbled across the Amelia plugin in two or three other locations, because Amelia actually started selling on Code Canyon. Now, it did not start selling at $299. No, it started selling, I believe it was $39. And it gave you everything. Now, this was at an early stage. Let me scroll all the way down. You're going to see that, you know, we go back to, where was it? Summer of 2018 is when they uploaded and they began selling it for $39. Then they started adding tons and tons of features over the next year and a half. Well, last fall, Amelia ended up on, that's right, AppSumo, where it said, hey, for $49, you can get a lifetime license. I'm scrolling down quickly so you can see what the prices were. You cannot get this on AppSumo anymore. So don't try. If you did take advantage of AppSumo, you got a pretty good deal. Mainly because you got a few more domains and you got a lifetime license for $49. Well, guess what? That lifetime license was exactly the same price, actually $10 more expensive than what they started, the $39 here at Amelia. Well, at the time they went to AppSumo, they raised the price to $299 on here. Why did they do that? Well, partly because they already had almost 2,000 sales of people who had bought their license through Code Canyon. And while their support is only 6 months, they get all future updates. So basically, if you bought in Code Canyon, you got a single site lifetime license for $39, which was pretty awesome. So they raised it to $299. Because now you can use it on as many sites as you want. And if we jump over here, and if you were to add 5 codes at during the AppSumo event, you finally got unlimited licenses. So AppSumo was slightly cheaper than what they were selling at Code Canyon. And once they close the deal on AppSumo, they revealed, hey, we have a new version of Amelia. That's right, a new 2.4 release, which now allows a front-end editor for customers who go to book. They can now, the customers can manage their own booking appointments. Really a great tool. So they release their new pricing. I know I'm spending a little time on the pricing, but I wanted to point out that we're here at $59, and it's $59 a year. But it's not that bad. At $189, yes, you get a lifetime license. It does get a little more expensive, but they still have lifetime licenses. But at least if you want to use this for one site, $59 gives you all those unlimited stuff that you would get from the AppSumo or the Code Canyon area. You don't have to go to Code Canyon because, oh, I'll pay the $299 to get the you could, but it's still going to be cheaper over here for if you only need one or two sites. Now, part of the reason why we're going to spend some time looking at this plugin is I have shared it in the share box so that you can test it out and you can find out whether it works for you or a client. And this way, you know that the best way to get the plugin now, even though it's been on other places, is through their website. And $59 a year is not bad for a single client license. Now, if you really like it and the client knows it's going to use it for a long time, the other thing is just going to a basic lifetime and then you're set to go. All right. I'm going to close out a few of these. So that's the story time of where Amelia has come and how far it's come over the past few years. Okay. So what Amelia does is create a really well-organized and well-structured booking plugin inside WordPress, something that you don't need a form plugin like Gravity Forms. You know how Gravity Forms has that add-on called G Appointments that we looked at about a year ago. It's in the library if you missed that, where you require a form plugin to sit underneath the booking plugin. You also have other booking plugins that sit on top of Easy Digital Downloads, that sit on top of WooCommerce, that sit on top of, well, Exchange doesn't really work and run anymore or isn't really sold anymore. So we can't do that. But Amelia is probably a great place to start if you have a client, especially if you have a client that has multiple locations, multiple customers that they need to handle for booking, but it can also do just individuals. So I wanted to, before we dive into the plugin, which we have installed over here on our test site, and the funny thing is, wouldn't you know it, that I have already found kind of a humorous bug, not really a bug, but it's just a coding thing that doesn't work out the first time I use the plugin. All right. And I've already submitted the fix and they've got it in their the line to fix. Okay, so the great thing about the Amelia plugin is they have actually created multiple demos. So if you want to spend a lot more time going through to see, do I have certain clients that would need that type of medical, health, cosmetology, fitness gym, consulting, you can play around in their demos. They reset every 15 minutes. So you don't have to worry about some weirdo trying to change all sorts of stuff just to mess with it. So we're going to take a look at the business consultancy, and then we're going to dive into a fresh install. So really there are three things that a customer who comes to one of these booking websites is looking to do. And that is, hey, I need to book an appointment, or I need to search and see if there's an availability of time, or I need to see what you offer. So if we started with the, okay, let's take a look at the catalog of what you offer. I can see here's all the services. So if I come in here and say, oh, okay, information technology, what type of services do you offer? Oh, that's good. Okay, big data analysis, it's 5,000. Then I can see, what are we going to be, what are we booking? Who are we wanting to book with? Hector Valdez. Am I bringing somebody with me? Yep, I'm going to bring another person. So that's kind of a cool little feature that Amelia adds, especially if you are, let's say you have a client who is a financial counselor or a financial planner. You might be making different charges or costs based on how many people they bring with you to a session, a coaching, or something like this. Or maybe you're a counselor looking to handle booking, and based on whether it's a single person or two people, you charge differently. So if I hit this, bang, it sets me up with Hector's coaching thing. I can grab the date. And these are the two times, because it's a 3-hour session. You see, it's a duration of 3-hour training event. And he could take up to two people. We'll book the 2 to 5 p.m. slot. Boom, we can continue. We can fill out our information. Notice how two people, it looks like the price is, there's no discount if you bring a second one. You're just now paying 10 grand to come talk to me at 2 p.m. And I realized I am in the wrong business. I need to get into the big data analysis so I can charge people 5 grand to talk to me for 3 hours. But so we get this great interactive that slowly draws the user in. Now let's jump back over here to the homepage so you can see one of the other ways of going about the concept. And I want to book an appointment. All right. What do you want? I need tax help from Jeffrey. I click continue. Again, I'm shown the nice calendar. What you will also see is this is all stylable without having to, yes, you can jump into the CSS, but with a little bit of point and click, we can style all this. We find 1 to 2:30, get the booking, and we start booking for the tax. Very, very similar type of checkout. And finally, if we jump back over here, I think it was find service was the other one, but I probably could have clicked that one. Search for an appointment. So this is where we're going to find a service. This is a really cool area that most of the other booking plugins don't offer. And that is, guess what? It's like a full-blown filtering search system. Not only I can say, I can only see you on the 25th. So it's going to already start to, nobody's there. Can somebody talk to me on the 24th? Ah, good. Here's the people who are talking. But I'm really looking for industrial psychology. Is anybody? Oh, there is one there. So see how all the stuff is available. People can also say, you know what? That's not it. I'm more looking for Clyde. And I don't know what Clyde is doing on that day, but this is what we want. And we can book from this point. So, and again, the really cool thing about this is it works with any WordPress theme. And so therefore you can choose how you want to display the information. I really like that this option, this very interactive search filtering, because everybody searches for appointments differently. This one could give you, I'm only available from this on this date, from this to this, which doctors are available, which consultants are available, which haircutters are available at this time. Rather than saying, go show me all of Wendy's time slots. Well, you could do that if that's your favorite haircutter, or you could grab ranges. Who's going to teach from 10 to 11? Who's going to cut hair? All right. So looks like Clyde can do it all. And no, I'm not going to bring anybody with me, and I can go through and do the booking. So some really cool stuff that we have with this plugin. I'm going to close these so we don't have extra stuff. Now let's take a look at the back end. Now, because we will build everything, I'm going to quick jump into a backend that has lots of data, because currently we have no data in our test site, which we're going to be building. Whoops, here we are. The dashboard in Amelia, I think, is extremely helpful. Let's back it up. I wonder if anybody else has all of January. Well, looks like no. That is weird. Oh, this is doing the sports gym. When I did the consulting one, hold on. Let me jump back here to this. The consulting backend demo actually had a whole bunch of this stuff filled out. Okay, so here we have, you can at a glance get appointments, percentage of load, when people are, when's the busiest time at your studio, at your gym, at your consulting thing, what's the revenue, who's being booked for what are the upcoming schedules, whether it's pending, it's approved, it's been paid, it's been not, points of conversion, who's scheduling the stuff, what's your customer rate, new, returning. So the dashboard is really helpful. And again, it's sortable, usable. I think it is useful, and it's also easy to teach our clients. So if they want something. Now, does anybody see the bug that even exists in their own system? It's right up in front. It's a greeting. Notice how it says, hello, admin. If we go to ours, hello, Benjamin. You want to know what that is? It's actually kind of funny that they must think everybody fills out the first name and last name, they must think people fill this out. So what they have is a fallback. If this is not filled out, we're going to use their nickname. If this is not filled out, we're going to use their nickname. So because we don't fill it out, we get, hello, Benjamin. It's just one of those bugs that maybe they should just simply, if there's no name, let's not even fall back to anything. Let's just say hello. Anyway, I submitted that to them. They got a chuckle. They said they've never experienced anybody not filling that out. I was like, how many people do you know who use a WordPress site? Because I don't know anybody who fills that out. Okay, so let's dive into Amelia and how we use it. Everything, I think, is in the right place for how they've categorized it. They have the calendar, which is an overarching calendar, which will allow us to see everything once it is plugged in, and it looks like a calendar, which you'll see in just a moment. The appointments are the things that are already scheduled or purchased and have been set. Events are the type of, there's some special events people can book at. Employees are your employees. These are the people who you can choose when clients or customers are coming to book an appointment. They can choose which person that they will book. Services is exactly as you would think. These are the services you offer. The locations, boom, where are you meeting? What's the meeting place? Blah, blah, blah. Customers is your ongoing list of customers. This has now gotten very powerful for Amelia because now once customers are there, you will see that they can have their own user account, their own login. You can actually set it so they can manage their appointments. They can reschedule on their end, not have to call into the office. Finances is all the billing, who is paid, how much has come in, what's pending, blah, blah, blah. Notifications is how you're sending out your emails. Plus, Amelia has done something I think every other booking plugin should do. They have made sending SMS messages simplified. Yes, they are using an ongoing service. It does cost money. It's like 1 cent a text message or something that you send out to clients. And it all depends on the type of the type of cell phone company that the recipient is receiving. And that's what that gets charged. But that's an interior thing. You don't have to go to some other website like Twilio and set anything up and create a phone number in Twilio and do all those things. You don't have to do that. Customize, which we will get into, and we're going to start with settings, just so I can talk about a few items here to help everybody get started. So right off the bat, you'll notice that Amelia is not using traditional WordPress user interface for managing their plugin. Basically, WordPress is a wrapper that sits around Amelia, but it's okay because Amelia still has tons of hooks as well as ways it interacts with WordPress. So if we were to start off with things like just general settings, you'll notice that you can go through and choose what type of default time slots are available. This is this buffer type of concept. So if somebody, if you are available, if you're, if you as the consultant are available from 1 to 5 p.m. and you are booking 1 hour slots and somebody books the 1:30 or let's say somebody books the 2 o'clock slot, 2 to 3, and you have a 30 minute buffer required before booking. Oh, sorry. This is different. One second. I read that wrong. This is, they're not going to be able to basically book you immediately and then demand you show up. This one, the buffer is a different location. This one is, you know, you, once we're 2 hours, you can't book anything closer than 2 hours away. It's just nice that we have those type of features. You'll notice that there's just lots of options as well as integration into Google Maps and redirection points after an appointment is created. This is really helpful. This is going to be overwritten on individual items. But you're going to see, like, especially if, let's say, you have a coaching call that somebody wants to book you. Once they have booked the appointment, we're going to redirect them to, here's where you download your first handout that you need to have filled out before the appointment or something like that. So we've got a lot of nice settings that handle this. Working and days off. Basically, this allows you to set the schedule for this business. These are not the individuals. Maybe this is when your business is open, what days are off. What's nice is each day can be individually set, and you can also do ranges so that if you are off for the Christmas holiday week, you can set that range. Maybe you're off on the Thursday and Friday, Saturday and Sunday around Thanksgiving. Maybe you're off on Valentine's Day. You can set those and build an ongoing calendar so that, you know, we're doing this in the overarching area. All right, here's our front end. Allow booking above maximum capacity and allow booking below maximum capacity. What we're going to see with this is basically because we can have multiple people in a certain session, maybe it's going to be a live coaching call. Maybe it is a gym exercise overview where you just have a bunch of the gym rats who are going to show people how to use different exercise equipment. And you just say, this person is available from 9 to 3. Each slot is available to book from between 1 and 4 people. This allows below minimum, and maybe say they say there has to be 2 people in order for this to occur. Well, that's great, but you can also just say, you know what, we'll allow booking below the minimum 2. If it's just you, a single person, fine, we will do that, but we're encouraging 2 people. Same thing for maximum capacity. Well, what if there's a large group of 7 people and they all want to see the gym at the same time? We can make that happen. Labels are just like all the labels that would be, you can change on the front end. It's a very simple way. There's just a few, but you don't have to have employees, services. You can change what those would be. I'm assuming this is going to grow in terms of the, because this is fairly new. This is going to grow over time for what you can handle. Company basically is just setting up the company. All that's going to do is basically insert itself into the emails, invoices, payment gateway type stuff. Very simple. Payments is also very simple to set up because you can choose PayPal, Stripe, or WooCommerce, or on-site payments. And once you set any of these things up, check that, boom, put your PayPal stuff in there or put your Stripe stuff. Once you have turned these on, then we can come in here and say which is our preferred method, and you can handle all of those. Activation, that's just if you, once you buy it, you have a code to auto-update. Webhooks, really nice that they have built this whole thing in that can handle, okay, when a booking is completed, rescheduled, canceled, changed, what is happening? Basically, if this is set, it's going to deal, like if we can push something to that URL, the action is booking is completed. Again, there's more information in the documentation on setting this up, but you do have web hooks. Notification system. You don't have to have an SMTP plugin, great, or you can set up SMTP directly in here, or you can use just the default WordPress mail or PHP mail to handle that. But I would always recommend at least go SMTP, set up what you want. You can synchronize to any number of Google calendars. Basically, you just set, this is going to be the Google ID calendar. You'll have to set that up and it will auto-populate and auto-sync. All right, so there's a lot there in the settings that's handled. In the customize, remember I told you, you can change a whole bunch of stuff. Now, you can change color, gradient, text, font. It's not tons of things, but at least you get a few items to make it slightly different from what, you know, I shall simply make something absolutely horrific just because we have to. And then let's text color. There, at least that one will show up. But we can have custom fields. This is helpful because I can come in here and add all the stuff that I want. This is part of the reason why they don't need to hook into a form plugin. They can use their own booking system because we can also add what is your favorite color. Boom. And once we've added that field, go back to the color. Basically, that's where it would be. I haven't really saved that, but we can add as many as we want. Keep adding however you want. All right. The final thing before we get into building our solution is this notification area. In here, we have the ability to handle all the emails plus birthday greetings, follow-up, different types of things that we would be doing in most type of a booking plugin, what's going on to customer, to employee. It makes perfect sense on how this is laid out. And I told you that Amelia has done something very easy for this, SMS notification. When you first see this screen, you will go to the screen, you will actually see what looks to be a WordPress login. You are. There's an embedded WordPress site here. And it goes over to SMS Amelia. They manage the SMS system, the Amelia group, because they wanted to make it super simple. You just simply sign up and you maintain your own balance. You recharge the balance by basically paying through their PayPal account to manage this. And then they also demonstrate, here's the pricing. based on the receiver's cell phone. Takes just a moment because, again, we're pulling from another website. But most of the things are 1.25 cents for each text message you're sending. For most consultants, that's not going to be a huge thing because we're not probably sending out many more than 10 to 20 text messages a week. And at that point, we're looking at, you know, oh, woohoo, I just spent 15 cents in text messaging. Now, if you start getting into, all right, we have 500 people getting text messages every single day because we have 8 different locations and 48 different, you know, HR representative counselors or whatever. That's maybe where, okay, maybe Amelia's SMS messages isn't what you're looking for. Maybe it is. But this allows you to customize the SMS message that goes through to each individual. Again, the customer can choose whether or not to receive SMS messages. But I just wanted to make a point. You do not have to go create anything or you don't have to build a new account. You don't have to go to Twilio to figure out how to set that up. You don't have to have a third-party phone system to handle SMS messages. All right, so now that we've done this, let's dive into our system. So let's start by creating a location. So we are going to add a location for our business. Again, because we have not entered into the Google Maps API, not much we can do. We'll call this one Bob's Hair Designer. And the address is 1234 Bob Street, somewhere. 555-123-1567. Bob does hair. Boom. So we've got a location. It's all set to go. Each one of these items will have a simple way of managing the thing. They put it, it's a little easier on the eye, I think, because it's not just a straight table. It'll be a bunch of blocks. And you will also see that once we start adding services that might be offered at those locations, we'll be able to filter. This is one of the nice things Amelia has done. Every single one of their types of bookings, all those different elements, they can be filtered based upon other items. All right, so let's just go over here and say, all right, we're going to offer several different types of services. So let's add a category that says head hair and foot hair, because, you know, that's just a thing that has to happen. Okay, so once we have our categories, we're going to come over here and add a service. So the service detail is chop shop. And that's going to come off on the, oh, did this not save? Hold on. Okay, category has been saved. Let's now check this out because I should. Oops. Oh, that didn't save. That's what it was. Okay, so let's do head hair. It does take just a moment to realize, not just a moment, but remember that this is not, as I said before, the WordPress user interface. So the AJAX save load that WordPress is really good for as you move off of a field, it will save most of the time. That doesn't exist here. So you will have to make sure you do save different elements. So here's our chop shop. It is a head hair chop. It normally takes 30 minutes and it's $29. Here's where we have, as I said earlier, I was saying that buffer time. We need to have at least 30 minutes before and 30 minutes after. What you'll see, notice here, is it's not really flexible to go smaller. You can't simply just say, I want a 5-minute buffer between booking appointments. That's been one of the requests that I have seen on the Amelia support forums. It's something they know about, and they're working at seeing what we can or what they can and can't do. This is where we choose how many people get to participate. I have no employees, so I can't assign any yet. Let's grab another. I must have an employee. I should have known. I should have gone to the employee first. All right, so we'll come back here. At least we've saved our categories. We'll grab our employee. Here's our employee. And again, we're going to do Bob Bobertson. Bob at bob.com. And he works at Bob's Hair Design. We can set this person as a user or create a new WordPress user account. This will enable us to give additional roles and permissions. If you remember on the settings area, I'm not going to go there, but in the settings area of Amelia, we had role capabilities so we can assign certain WordPress user roles. This is great if we are building other sections of the site, what people can see, what they can't see, what they can do, how they can participate. I can also see that once we assign them services, they will see these show up. We can also set Bob's schedule of appointments. We can set Bob's days off, and we can add certain special days. This would be outside of the work hours. If, and what's great about this one is, well, what if we set a special day for next Thursday? Here's a special day, and he will work from 2 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's a special day. Oops, hold on. Just had to make sure it's one day. All right. So there's our special day. It means it overwrites what we have on the regular schedule. This is helpful, especially if you want to do, if you want ways of handling overtime. So this way you don't have to mess with a user's or a employee's availability schedule. And let's say you have a tax preparer who says, you know what, on Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, I'm available to stay later. So you don't have to mess with their schedule because this is just the default for applying to all days. You can simply create a special day, extend it. If you're also having a special holiday hours for certain employees, extended time, you don't have to mess with the regular ongoing weekly schedule. That's a really nice feature to have. So let's save that. Okay, so now we've got Bob. Boom. Let's go add Bob to our Chop Shop service that we were creating. Come over here, add our Chop Shop. Again, we can put a nice little graphic there. Head hair takes a half hour, and it costs $29. And we are going to assign that to Bob Bobertson. Now, notice we can also create an entire gallery image. We can set extras, add extras for hair dyeing. This would be an extra hour, $249, because it's going to be dyed in my own personal palette of colors. The professor's colors. And then in my, let me save this, settings, again, we're choosing whether, again, we didn't set up any PayPal or Stripe yet, so it's simply just saying you're going to pay on site. All right, so let's jump back over here, save this detail, and now we have a service that is available. Let's go back over here. Remember how we had locations when we created a location for Bob's Hair Design? Well, who does Chop Shop? Boom, we're able to filter this out. Who does what type of service? We can figure out, we can manage. What about if we're going to make a modification to the hours of all of our stores? that sell a certain type of service or a product or something that requires booking. Very nicely done. Now, here we are in events. Events is something slightly different because this event is, think about it as more of a ticketed event. So this is going to be Bob shows off his hair. And so this will occur on the 31st, and it will occur from 4 o'clock to 4:30. Booking opens immediately as soon as you publish. Booking closes when the event starts. Great. It's going to cost just $5 to show up, and we can go through and set however many. There are 150 tickets that can be sold. What's the address? Who's the staff for that event? What's the description? We can customize by event gallery, show it on the site, blah, 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 settings. I think I did say show on the site. Yes. So here's Bob shows off his hair. We saved this. It's a special event that is happening. And again, I need to, let's go to this date there. So now you see that there's a special event. We can get a review of how many spots have been booked for this special event. We can click on here if we had attendees. There's no attendee, but I can manage this and say Maryson is going to, create a new one. So we Maryson@maryblahblah.com. Whether they have a user, blah, 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 save that. And now we have, great. We have a customer who has booked their status. So we can manually do this, which is also a nice thing. Now, the nice thing is we have now created a customer, which we're going to see here. Here's our customer. We can actually jump in and see, total number of appointments, last appointment has not happened yet. It's in the future. That's kind of a weird thing. That actually should show like a future thing. But we can dive into this. We can see their phone, any notes, anything that might be coming through. Again, we can edit and it's going to show up here on the side. It does not have on this area the full events that they have attended. That is, I think, something that I have read that they are working on. All right, so let's go over here to appointments. We're almost done to take a look at the front end. So here we are. These are appointments that we can manually set. So this is where the client would be coming in and saying, I would like to book an appointment. And so this is what we could do as the admin or the site owner. We can say, all right, they want to go to the chop shop. Bob is going to cut the hair. And let's go ahead and book it for this specific time for Bob. And then are we going to notify the customer of this or not? In the extras, we can choose whether or not we're going to dye the hair. How many times are we going to, we can only dye the hair once. So notice how there was that extra thing that we could do. Great. Save. Now we have a booked appointment and we can see our list. This will be a growing list of all the appointments, whether it is approved or not. We can also adjust that. So great place. And then we can come to our calendar. As I said, it looks just like a regular calendar. We scroll down. We actually have to go to the month so we can see. Here we are. So Bob is going to show off his hair at this event and Maryson is going to do that. All right. So hopefully you guys can see that so far in the back end, it is actually fairly easy to use. The best part about it is if we come over here and let's go create a new page and we're going to call this one our booking. There is, where's our Amelia. Amelia has a number of things. And the great thing is if you use Classic Editor, Amelia also has these exact things, these short codes that can drop into any location. I can set an Amelia search view. That's all we need. And I'm going to publish this. And let's take a look at the page. And now we can see our booking area. Please enter appointment date. Again, it's too small because if we got rid of this widget, it probably would work. But I can say, show me the services for Chop Shop. And let's say on the 29th, what's available? Okay, Chop Shop, Bob Robertson, 30 minutes, let's book. Do you want hair dyeing or not? I don't need the extra hair dyeing. So now show me the availability. We're gonna book here, book it, and go through the process. And we're just gonna confirm. So boom, my booking is complete. And guess what? I wanna add this to my Google Calendar. If I wanted to. Ba-da-dum, it adds me to the Google Calendar, gives me the Chop Shop availability. Finish. Now, so that handles the booking. But watch what we can also do when we create a new page. Remember how I told you that they have a new front end of a customer portal? And let's call this one our portal. I am going to add a new Amelia thing, my customer panel, publish this. And because my user literally just booked that appointment, I should now have something on my own front end panel. So Amelia loads in and lets me know that, hey, you know what? You're approved. Here's your date. Again, I would get rid of this default widget so it goes full width. And I have my approved time, the reminder what's going on. I can also see if I'm part of an appointment and I can manage my own user profile. And at one point I can cancel this. Now, remember, I didn't set the setting for making changes that allows me to rebook. But if I had done that, instead of cancel, I would also have like a rebooking item. But this is Amelia. Amelia is probably one of the most user-friendly methods of getting a booking system up and running. I encourage you to play with it, try it out from the GPL share box. And if it's something that works for you or your clients, a single site license for the year is only $59. And because it's only $59, it's something to get started with, and the documentation is great to help anybody get started. So I hope you have had a good time looking at Amelia, the booking plugin. If you need a booking system and you haven't found the right one yet, I really encourage you to check out the plugin. They have been very supportive of my questions I've been asking. And I think there's a lot of flexibility, especially if somebody needs something that has everything that's kind of working. They just need an easy way to enter something. So have a great rest of the Tuesday. I will see you tomorrow on our next webinar. Take care and have a great rest of your Tuesday.